Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office Overtime.
So today we thought we'd talk about procrastinating the small stuff. And this was triggered by an article that I found was up on Vice called How Do I Spend Weeks Avoiding Tasks That Will Take Me 10 Minutes to Do? And it's by Emily Cassel, C-A-S-S-E-L. It was posted on January 14th, 2021, if you want to read the article. It's really good. And, you know, it's such a good question, and I have many clients ask me this question. They say, you know, why do I procrastinate and procrastinate, and then it takes me 5 minutes. And I procrastinated for 2 months, and my boss was getting, you know, getting annoyed at me, and then I procrastinated. So I found the article interesting.
I did, too. Well, the big thing that I saw in the article was that it was saying, we tend to think, or we tend to come up with solutions that we think are rational solutions to procrastination. So, you know, just make a plan or break it down. But what Ms. Cassel was pointing out was that most of these kinds of decisions are actually have an emotional component to it. And I thought about that, and I just thought for me, like the things that I put off, well, there are things, there are small things, but there are also things that either, one, I don't feel comfortable doing, I don't really know that well, or I can just put it off. Like, I mean, something very specific to work is I take notes, and I those notes pile up, and then I'm looking at it, and I'm like, wait a minute, I can't look at my notes, and then I'll say I'll just do that at some point, but I avoid it because I can avoid it, and then I start to feel guilty about avoiding it, and then I don't want to look at it because I don't want to feel guilty. So there can be sort of a whole spiral, I think, that happens with it.
Yeah, and it's really funny. In reading the article, it sort of answered my question to why I procrastinate things. And, you know, what she's saying is that there's a negative emotional reaction attached to it.
To it.
We try to solve it as we have a time management problem, but actually it's because it triggers some negative emotion.
Yes.
That's right.
And I think that's really true.
Yeah.
You know, so like I have stuff on my desk that I know we had to end our contract with Pitney Bowes, and don't even get me started. They're all laughing because Pitney Bowes was a nightmare to deal with. And, you know, the contract ended, and, of course, the machine's obsolete, and, you know, you pay your bills online now. We just don't send that much mail. And it was very difficult, and I knew it was difficult, so I just kept putting it off and putting it off and putting it off. And by the time I called, there was a 90-day notice you had to give, and of course I was short. Now, I didn't know that. But anyway, I worked it out, and everything's fine, you know, all kinds of late fees, but whatever. But, you know, but that was an emotional procrastination because I knew it was going to be really difficult.
Yeah, you knew it would be difficult to deal with Pitney Bowes. They weren't going to go out easily.
Yeah, they don't like breakups, just in case anyone else has to deal with them. They don't do well.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
And it's been worse than I thought. So, but you know, there's a lot of things that are sitting on my desk. Like, I don't know. I also have, I'm supposed to get this, you know, a DEXA scan, which is a bone density. And I'm putting it off because the medication that's associated, if it comes out one way, I know the medication they want me to go on. I don't want to go on that medication.
Yeah,
I have lots of reasons. And I don't really want to discuss it with them. So I'm 2 months late in booking that DEXA. I don't even know if the prescription is any good anymore. So, So, okay, what do you...
Well, that's good. You're dreading the outcome of the DEXA
scan. It's not the DEXA scan. I've had them.
So we were talking earlier today, I've been putting off painting the office. You know, that's like bringing what really I need to do is get our super Etic to come up and look at it and tell me what's involved. But I just dread all the steps and the clearing it out,
covering everything
dealing
up,
dealing with the smell, blah 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 blah.
You have to pick out a color,
right?
I don't want to. So it's interesting because in that case, I think one decision leads to many other decisions that have to be made.
Exactly. And some of those decisions are emotional.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely.
So that's why we procrastinate on some of these things. So, mm-hmm. you know, so a lot of what we just talked about isn't really affecting our management or, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. but there's a lot of my clients.
Plenty of things.
Don't do things because maybe there's something they don't know.
I have right. a great example.
Oh, good.
Evaluations.
Oh, everybody procrastinates on that yes. one. Everyone.
Yeah. Well, and why? Because it's not, they're tedious probably to do because you right. don't look forward to the interaction, especially if you're having to give someone a not perfect evaluation.
Right.
Or if you're having to talk about raises and you can't give them a raise or whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Same with PIPs, performance improvement
right.
plans. Who wants to write up one of those things? Who wants right. to sit and have one of those conversations?
Well, I think bosses also procrastinate all kinds of meetings with their managers because it's mm-hmm. uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. They have to say things that they don't want to say.
Right.
So they just avoid it until it gets to the point where it's bad.
Right.
It's beyond. So
then you really want to procrastinate yeah,
well, that's
against
exactly,
it because it's...
Right. So that's exactly what happens. Then it becomes a much bigger
snowballs.
Problem.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Same
so,
for requesting vacation these days, I think. For a lot
oh, yeah.
of people,
mm-hmm.
they put that off because they don't... A, they don't want a negative reaction. B, they're afraid of not seeming essential.
Right.
Whatever. There are many, but it's all right. emotional, Kathy, to your
yes,
point.
It's
not
emotional.
Irrational.
Right. And labor, like emotional labor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I think this puts it in a different perspective.
Sure.
Yeah. And so I was really, really enjoyed reading the article because that really changes it. I think if you can look at, well, what is the emotion here? Like, what's really bothering me?
Yes.
Then I think we could probably do maybe 50% of them.
Yes.
You know, we're still going to procrastinate. I mean, if you're a serious procrastinator, that's something else.
That's a gift.
No, it's not. It's
teasing.
It's probably,
I have an uncle who, yeah, he's really, and he's listened to probably hundreds of motivational talks and
yeah.
he's gone to conventions and it's just like been a constant struggle for him, but I'm sure that there's a strong emotional
I'm sure there's plenty of anxiety
pull.
Probably
yes.
for him and
yes.
fear of I mean that's the other piece is when you make a decision then you have to live with the decision and there's some people who just have a horrible time making decisions because they're terrified of making the wrong one.
Right.
Doing the wrong thing, making the wrong decision, going down the wrong road.
Right.
And
right.
so then they just put off making any decision whatsoever.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. And then decisions get made for them.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Because it's either sold out or it doesn't exist anymore or they've moved on to somebody
they
else.
They waited too long. Procrastinated
right.
too long.
So serious procrastination could be ADHD, could be an
OCD.
An anxiety issue. Those. Gosh. That's something else. We're really talking about the small things mm-hmm. that you know are not really terribly affecting you, but mm-hmm. they could affect you in the long run,
yeah.
and they have to get taken care of.
So does she offer any tips or solutions? Or
yeah, she says to reach out for support is one, which I think is a really good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much to have somebody do it for you, but to just vent about it
right.
can
yes.
sometimes help you work through what the emotion is.
And right. have accountability is one of the things, that, which is the same as
right.
reaching out. But if you could have, like I have, in some cases when I, excuse me, for myself and for others have, I'll ask someone to be a buddy for me.
Right.
You know, if there's something that I consistently have a hard time doing, I'll say, can you be, let's say it's my exercise buddy.
Right.
And I'll just text you every time I exercise.
Right.
And
right.
so that helps sort of keep someone else is in the loop.
Right.
And
okay.
that helps me.
So she's saying that, that you get into the shame spiral. Like
mm-hmm.
once you've procrastinated something, you just feel so bad about it. You're judging yourself so hard that you've got to get yourself out of that spiral.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And yeah. Yeah. So that's the first thing. And yeah.
Yes. Some she also said if it's something
some
that
self-compassion there.
Well, that's
right.
right. And she also said that procrastinators are usually very hard on themselves.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
Yeah. So if you know that's the case, it could be good just to talk about the thing you're finding such a hard, like we're doing here, right? Offer up something. I find myself not doing blah, not sure why. And you could hash it out with another person as well, just to be curious about it as opposed to feeling ashamed of it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I found it really interesting, and I think it's going to help me understand now next time I've got, You know, I always have a daily list. I have like a long list and then I have a daily list. And I don't always get the things on my daily list. But since I've read this, actually my daily list is I'm getting it done because I understand, okay, well, what here, what in this is bothering me? Maybe I should just take it off the list because I'm not going to get it done. It's, it doesn't feel right to me, you know, something I don't have to do. But, you know, what is bothering me about the other things? And I try to figure that out now.
Yeah.
That's good.
I think that's good.
Awareness.
And one other tip I'm remembering was that she said, if it's something you don't really understand, begin by learning more about
it.
So if you don't, and I find that's very true for things like taxes for people that they can find so intimidating.
Talk about procrastination.
Right.
So that's a big one.
That's a big one.
Yeah, exactly. So learning something about it could involve bringing an accountant into the picture or talking to someone who seems to have ease with their taxes and saying, how do you do it and what's really the process? And so that you're not alone with it, but you're also becoming slowly informed.
Right.
Yeah.
I sat with one client, just remembering this, who had never gone on Instagram and desperately wanted to go and get on it. And I literally just loaded the app with her on her phone.
Well, I've done that. I mean, people have done that for me.
Yeah. But that helps, right? Mm-hmm. Bringing someone else into the picture and just seeing, demystifying the item, whatever it is.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Right, exactly. I know it was very challenging for a lot of people to get on Zoom at the beginning of the pandemic, but then once they learned how to do it, it became easier and easier, and now you're tired of it.
Now you wish it was never born.
Right, exactly.
That's it. Okay, great. Well, join us next time for another My Crazy Office Overtime. And between now and then, we hope that you are able to do some of the tasks that you've been procrastinating on.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.